round, round, get around. I get around, yeah, get around, round, round.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. Today we're going to travel to probably one of the most popular destinations for families in the Hudson Valley and non-families in the Hudson Valley. We're going to be traveling up to the Lake George area, and we're visiting with Amanda Metzger, who's the Director of Marketing for the Lake George Regional Chamber of Commerce.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. I bet there's not much that goes on up there that you don't know about. I would be sure.
There's a lot to keep track of, that's for sure.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we were, let's see, when I started the magazine, Weekend Magazine, it was like 1991, I think it was. So we were writing about Lake George all the, you know, over the years. And then we had the radio show, and now we just have the radio. We don't have the printed version of the magazine anymore. But I would think that Lake George has really evolved since the 90s. You've got much more sophisticated attractions and things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe give us, for somebody who hasn't been up there in a while, give us an overview of all that you've got to offer.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'll start with some of the larger attractions, like the Six Flags Great Escape Park that is also, it's called Hurricane Harbor now, their water park element, so they just added some great new ways to cool off there. There's also the brand new Lake George Expedition Park, and this park includes what some may remember as Magic Forest.
Yeah.
Which had all the rides for the younger kids and some of the really cool, like, you know, wooden statues and things.
That was Storybook Land, too? Did they call it Storybook, or is that a different attraction?
Actually, that was, I believe you're thinking of what used to be Great Escape.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
So that's rolled into Six Flags now, the other one.
Yep.
Yep.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, wow. So this is more the Magic Forest. Yep.
Yeah, so Lake George Expedition Park is half Magic Forest, but they also added, and it just opened Memorial Day weekend, Dino Roar Valley.
Ooh.
So this is a dinosaur park, and it includes about 20 animatronic dinosaurs that are life-size.
Wow.
So they're built to, the, you know, like what the fossils that we've found of dinosaurs, they're built to exactly what they looked like. And these dinosaurs roar, and
oh, wow.
You can see them breathing, and they move. So you're walking around in the forest, and you can learn about all these different dinosaurs.
Oh, Amanda, that is going to be one huge, huge attraction. Boy, that is going to be the big one. That you have a lot of high hopes, I bet, for that, right? I would think. I mean, any animatronic stuff. And there were dinosaur fossils up there. I mean, you know, so it's perfect. Wow, so that just opened Memorial Weekend, so that's probably the first people down here are hearing about it, so we got to make sure everybody knows. Oh, cool.
Called Dino Roar Valley.
Okay.
Yep.
Is that a year-round attraction, or how does that... the timing, you know, is it summer, fall, or?
Yeah, I'm not sure that they've announced yet when their closing date is going to be. But I would recommend that people either check our website, lakegeorgechamber.com, or they can call us anytime. Just look up Lake George Regional Chamber of Commerce, and we'll definitely be able to help them out with figuring out what they can do at any time of the year when they visit here.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you guys have a fantastic chamber up there. It's a really, really good one.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so you're giving us a tour. What else you got going on up there?
There's also plenty of ways to get out on the water. The Lake George Steamboat Company operates three cruise ships that offer anything from, like, you know, one-hour sightseeing tours on a steamboat to, you know, a big dinner cruise that you could do with live music. So they have, on the Loch Doux St. Sacrament, their large cruise ship is called. So they have those. And then there's also Lake George Shoreline Cruises. And they have two ships that go out on a regular basis, and you can choose, like, a history tour where you could learn all about the mansions along the lake, or you could choose just a sightseeing tour. So that's a great way to get out there. And the nice thing about these ships is they offer refreshments, too, so you can have a drink and just relax and
oh, that's
really
nice.
get to see the lake from the water.
I tell you, you can feel the blood pressure. Your blood pressure goes down. You could feel it. And it's a really good, healthy thing for everybody. You can't miss the cruises. Yeah. So that's the Minnehaha. That's one. The Minnehaha was one of those.
Minnehaha. That's the one, the steamship that has the paddle wheel and the calliope.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you can frequently hear, like, calliope music down in the village. Part of the charm there.
Oh, yeah.
So those are two great ways. There's also a really cool tiki boats that go out. That business is called Tiki Tours. So it's like a boat that looks like a tiki hut.
Oh, so it's like like, how big is that? Is it like a kayak size or bigger than that, I guess?
Bigger, yeah.
Bigger.
It can fit, I think it's about 6 people.
Wow.
They can fit on it. And you can bring your own beverages.
Uh-huh.
And, like, it sort of looks like a round tiki bar that's floating.
Oh, okay.
In the water.
Oh, I bet that's popular too, huh?
Yeah. So that's really cool. If you haven't been here in a while, there's plenty of fantastic restaurants, a few newer ones that are down in the village. You can get your water view. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of restaurants down along the lake. So definitely lots there. We also have a new Courtyard Marriott right in the village. And that opened a few years ago. And it's open year-round.
Oh, good.
Which is fantastic. So, yeah, people have a place to stay any time of the year right in the village of Lake George. There's also a lot of craft beverage tasting. Quite a few tasting rooms right in the village of Lake George. Our Adirondack Craft Beverage Trail has 25 members, and 3 of them have tasting rooms right in the village. So Lake George Distilling Company, Adirondack Winery, Adirondack Pub and Brewery, so you can taste locally made wine and spirits and beer, all within walking distance.
Oh, that sounds really nice. That is really, you've got a lot of fun up there. There's a lot to do.
Yeah, it's hard to work up here, right?
Oh, you have a big fort too, right? Is that, what was that fort's name?
Oh, yes, Fort William Henry. Yeah, so Fort William Henry, located at the southern end of the lake, that's a great place. They always have cannon demonstrations, people who are dressed in... It's based on the French and Indian War era.
Uh-huh.
And the fort itself is a restoration of what was there on the footprint. And you can learn all about the French and Indian War history. They also have a great exhibition about the sunken ships that are in Lake George, which is fascinating. We actually have an underwater historic site right in Lake George that you have to be certified, but you can dive.
Wow, isn't that great? So those ships were from the French and Indian War time frame, or what was the...
The famous one is called the Radeau, I believe.
So somebody can actually scuba dive and go down and see an underwater shipwreck. That's really something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the...
And the cold water really preserves it, too.
Oh, yeah. What rivers fed into there for them to bring the ships in?
It's landlocked now.
Yeah.
But I believe the Lachute River... Lachute, which means the falls in French. So Lachute, I believe, connected Lake Champlain to Lake George.
So that was an important waterway then. That must have been an important waterway during that time period. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, that's so cool. Well, you got a lot of history going on. So you got all of that.
One more thing I wanted to mention, if I could, about Fort William Henry.
Yeah.
They have a new Hamilton exhibit.
Oh, great. And that's going on now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, that's brand new this year.
The area also, you've got a lot of interesting little shops and shopping in that area, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's plenty of great shops right in the village. You can find, everything from souvenirs to some Adirondack decor, and of course t-shirts. There's a great Irish shop right in the village, so you can find, like, if you're Irish, you can find all sorts of really cool like heritage things. It's a great place for gifts. Like my father-in-law is Irish, so we go there every before Christmas every time.
You load
There's
up.
Also, yeah, right, load up on that. There's also a Christmas store right in the village.
Okay.
So you can find an ornament, any type of ornament you're looking for, you could probably find it there.
Oh, everybody loves these Christmas shops. They're really fantastic. You had a great leather shop, too, the last time I was up there. I don't know if they're still there. But really, really nice things. And you have an outlet area, too, don't you, somewhere nearby? I don't remember what the location was.
Yeah, the Lake George Factory Outlets, they're located maybe about 10 minutes south, if that. And there's all sorts of great stores there. We have some new ones this year. Old Navy just opened an outlet there. Michael Kors is new. Vera Bradley is new.
Wow.
And there are, even in those outlets, there are a couple locally owned stores, too, that are selling some great products. Like, you can, there's a great, like, Adirondack Decor store there. And then Adirondack Cotton Boutique is a local clothing boutique that has a new store in that area.
Got to add that to the list of places to go. There used to be a restaurant. I don't remember if it was called the Log Jam or something. I'm thinking back many years.
The Log Jam.
Is that still there?
Yes.
Oh, that was a great restaurant, boy. That was really, really good. And there was
And
there was another one. I don't know if they're still open. They were called the Lobster Pot. That was a really cool restaurant.
Yeah.
You don't think of getting lobster up there, but boy, that was a great location. So, and they used to have music and entertainment, so I don't know if they're still
doing they have this great outdoor space at the Lobster Pot, and they source their lobster from Maine.
Oh, wow.
So it's not too far away.
Fresh. That's fresh stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. They participate in our restaurant week, too. We do, so the chamber organizes a semi-annual restaurant week.
Uh-huh.
So for 2 weeks out of the year at participating restaurants, you can get a three-course meal for only $20.19.
Wow.
And both the Lobster Pot and the Log Jam participate. And so at the Lobster Pot, you can get an appetizer. It's a pound to a pound and a quarter lobster. And a dessert for only $20.
Wow, that is a deal. That was great. Well, I remember for me to remember that for like 20 years, it's a pretty good, it had to stand out. So that's a long time. Very, very good. Now, something that since the last time I've been there, it wasn't up there back when I was doing more of the articles in the actual physical magazine. But I heard there's a rodeo up there, barbecue.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that? Because I'm not up on all of that.
Oh, yeah. Painted Pony Championship Rodeo is one of the oldest weekly rodeos in the United States. It's located in Lake Luzerne, it's about maybe 10 to 15 minutes away from Lake George, a very short drive.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come early for the best barbecue. Like, the ribs are amazing.
Oh, man.
It's just so good, and it's a buffet. So they have ribs, they have barbecue chicken, cornbread.
Mm.
The dessert is this great, like, apple crisp, I think it was, and salads. It's so good.
It's my kind of destination, let me tell you. That's good. So you'd have to get it. You have to get tickets to that in advance, or can you just show up, or how do they do it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good idea to get your tickets in advance so that you make sure that, you know, they're not sold out when you want to go.
Uh-huh.
I would definitely recommend that people look up Painted Pony Championship Rodeo, get tickets in advance. But you can also get a season pass. If you come here a lot, maybe you have a second home,
mm-hmm.
You can get a season pass for that. And they have rodeos every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And the talent at this, these rodeos is amazing. I mean, like, besides the bull riding and bucking broncos and that stuff, there's also people who do some pretty cool, like, tricks with the ropes that they use, the lasso.
Yep.
So that's really cool. There's a rodeo clown. Yeah, it's that's a great time. Painted Pony Championship Rodeo.
And I'll tell you, that's, you know, everybody, all ages, I would think, would be interested in that. And for kids to see, I mean, it, let's face it, there's been rodeos through the history of the country. I mean, it's just amazing. And you don't find anything in the Northeast. I mean, it's very, very little that you could do. So that's a really unique death. So that was a local family that was, you know, that runs that, or is it?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a wonderful local family who runs it, and they also compete around the country.
Oh, okay.
In rodeos.
Wow.
So they're very talented. They run a great business, and the grandstands are covered too. So this is actually a pretty good rainy day activity.
Oh, great, great. Is that is it an afternoon rodeo or evening, or when do they?
It's evening.
Evening. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. The barbecue is at 6, and then the rodeo is at 8.
Oh, that's a nice evening. All right, that's good. So that's a really good thing, and so you've got so much to offer. Now you've also, I mean, you've got a lot of really nice outdoor kind of sporting kind of things that you can do, right, in that area.
So. Oh yeah, like maybe mountain biking or stand up paddle boarding, kayaking, and back to cycling.
Sure.
Even if you're not a mountain biker, but we have this fantastic bike path that goes from Lake George all the way down to the city of Glens Falls.
Wow.
It's called the Warren County Bikeway. And it's kind of like, it's a pretty flat terrain, so it's not a hard trail to cycle. And I think it's about 10 miles,
okay.
But it's beautiful. It's through the woods.
Oh,
and
that's nice.
When you get down to, so it's really great for families. It's like pretty family friendly. And when you get down to the end in Glens Falls, you're at a place called Cooper's Cave, which has the best, like, it's so good, homemade ice cream they make there. Really good. And they're also a brewery. So you can stop and get a beer, or they make their own soda for those that are under 21 or don't drink. They make some really good varieties of soda. So that's kind of a fun thing to do, like, you know, at the end of a ride. You've earned it.
Oh, yeah. Glens Falls also has some pretty good concerts, from what I remember. Do they still have, like, a big, I don't know if it's like an amphitheater or some kind of place?
Oh, yeah. The Cool Insuring Arena.
Oh, okay.
That's what it's called now. It was called Glens Falls Civic Center.
Yeah.
People might remember it as, but now it's called the Cool Insuring Arena, and they do have some, like, a great schedule coming up this summer. They have WWE wrestling is coming there. What else? The band 311 is coming there, and Godsmack. Bill Engvall, and in November, Alice Cooper is performing there.
Wow. They've got some big names, I know. So somebody can look up that website, maybe plan a trip at the same time, and they can shoot over to Glens Falls while they're in the area. So that's
Glens Falls, has great museums, too.
Oh, yeah? Okay, good to know. Museums. All right, and they can do a hub and spoke from Lake George going out to Glens Falls and other places. That's pretty good. I got to ask, there's a lot of fishing going on up there. People love the fishing. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And
We have great fishing here. There are one of the programs that New York State DEC has been working on is stocking landlocked salmon in the lake for previous years. So now people are catching these great salmon in Lake George.
Oh, yeah.
So that's popular.
And then, well, I was going to say, with the outdoor stuff, I think you have a special book, don't you? Or there's a lot of information where somebody can go on and really see the variety of things that have to do with camping and, you know, fishing and hunting and things like that.
Your
website would have that, right? Only because I'm
for looking, sure.
So maybe give us an idea, because you guys are geniuses at special events. So give us a roundup of what's coming up.
Okay, so every Thursday in July and August, we have fireworks, and those shows are at 9:30 p.m. every Thursday. They shoot off from a barge right in the lake, and there's all sorts of concerts right in a park called Shepherd Park, which is a lakeside park right in the village. And so they have a great Friday night concert series in Shepherd Park, and that's free to attend. And they sell refreshments and wine and beer right in the park. So you can enjoy the view of the lake and great music and a beverage or something to eat. So that's we have all sorts of great free entertainment for families, and we're a great family-friendly destination for that reason. Like, you can find a lot of cool things to do that don't cost a lot of money with your kids. Another big event that we have coming up is the Lake George Music Festival.
Ooh, when's that?
It is August 11th through 23rd. And this festival takes place at venues around the area, and it brings world-class musicians to our area. So they bring in these amazing musicians from all over the world to perform a variety of venues. So
yeah, you want to book that really fast. Cool. Everybody should book their room real quick if they want to go up there for that. I would say now's the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, now's the time. Okay. Yep. Anything else big coming up? And we can. I'm sure you've got a nice event calendar right on the website, too. So we'll.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend people go on the website, lakegeorgechamber.com, and check out the events and find out what you want to attend. This weekend is a huge Adirondack Wine and Food Festival right in the village in Charles R. Wood Park, which is a new park where Gaslight Village used to be located. And this park is a festival space and a nature park, so you can walk around like wetlands and see turtles and frogs and stuff, and then cross back over to a festival. But the Wine and Food Festival has about 120, I think more than 120 vendors, including beer and spirits and food and all sorts of fun things. So that's this weekend. And then we have events going all the way through, you know, we're really a year-round destination now. And part of what drives that is all the great events. Like, we have in October, a big Oktoberfest where they shut down Canada Street, and we have this big festival with great German food. And
do you have a date on that? Because, again, somebody might want to get the hotel booked ahead of time.
Yeah, I would definitely would recommend that. October 10th this year. It's around that time frame.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's that weekend in October.
Okay, great. That's like Columbus weekend, I think. Close to it.
Yeah.
So what we got to do, I've got like a minute left. So what we want people to do is they can go into a section of your website, look up place to stay, go into the event calendar, right? So they can plan what their time frame is and when they want to come. And then you have people, if they call, that can help them, you know, with questions and things?
Yes, yeah, I'll give that phone number out. Anybody who would like to call us and get some help planning, one of the things we'd love to do is talk to people one-on-one and give customized referrals for them. So our phone number is area code 518-668. 5755.
518-668-5755, and it was lakegeorgechamber.org.
.com.
Yep. Okay, lakegeorgechamber.com. Anybody, I want to just mention, if you're going to go with a motor coach, you want to call ahead and talk to these folks about planning a motor coach trip. You don't want to just show up.
For motor coach, actually, you'll want to call Tanya Brand at Warren County Tourism.
Okay.
and the Warren County Tourism phone number. Warren County Tourism Department, their phone number is an 800 number. Mm-hmm. So 1-800-365-1050. Okay. And again, you'll want to talk to Tanya Brand there.
Okay. Okay, this mm-hmm. is great. Amanda, listen, I really appreciate your help. I've got to get back up there. I got to definitely go to that rodeo and check out some of these other things. And you've always got some great event going on. So I thank you for coming on and sharing your information. Keep in touch. Let us know what's happening. And maybe I'll drop in sometime if I'm up there and say hello.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Marietta. We really appreciate this.
You're welcome. And I hope you have a great season. I think it's going to be a busy one this year. So
I think so, too. We're going to have good weather.
Yes.
I know it.
Well, that's a wrap, folks, from me and Amanda to all of you. I hope you get up and check out Lake George. Have a great week. That's a wrap for Weekend Magazine. See you next time. Bye-bye.